On our message.
Great. Very good. Okay, we can go ahead and start.
All right, well, we'll go ahead and get started with our Facilities and Operation Committee meeting for September 12th. We'll have a call to order. So, a roll call, please.
Tammy
I need to
Crafts.
just call them off
I
here.
can. Jenna Griffin, Griffith. Kevin Kelsey. Emily Pickell.
Here.
Josh Short.
Here.
And I'm Colleen Dettenmeyer, and I'm here.
Hey, thank you very much, Connie. And any public comment that I'm aware of?
None that I'm aware of either.
Yay. And now we need approval of the May 9th minutes, Amendment 4.1.
This is Josh. I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Josh. And a second. I'll second. My second.
Yeah, you can.
Yay, I'll second. And we have a quick roll call.
Tammy Kraus,
Yes.
Emily Pickell,
Yes.
Josh Short.
Yes.
All right. Motion carried.
All right, and then under unfinished business, 5A, we have the Edwardsville roof update. Do we need to wait for Leslie or?
I can cover all these topics.
Oh,
Did she say if
wonderful.
she was coming? I actually didn't even confirm today with her if she was coming.
She's still in executive, so it's
Okay.
just going to be us.
Yeah, I'll cover it. That's fine. I'm prepared to cover all these. I just realized I listened to the last facilities committee meeting before I created this agenda. So I thought, oh, it was unfinished at that point. I'd go ahead and follow up. We did finish the roof. We do actually have one minor issue that we've been having with standing water. And we're going to have that repaired. Apparently the drains on
We need new scoopers.
yeah. Scuppers. It's an interesting word.
Scuppers.
I'm not super familiar with, but luckily it's going to be a small repair to get it all fixed. And the current roofing company is willing. We had like parapet walls that were wrapped. And so they need to pull back that parapet wall wrapping to be able to sand down on the masonry to lower the drains to make sure they're draining properly. So we're hopefully getting that done next week on Tuesday, weather permitting. We've got everything arranged and coordinated. So, and the issue is because I guess over the years with the mine subsidence and the way everything was, the metal decking on the roof had slightly settled. And that's why they didn't really know it whenever they were completing the roof because it's such a small amount. So that once it's been done now, we're noticing the standing water and that's the solution. So
Are
that
they
was.
going to be able to replace the damaged tiles and things from the rainwater? Or
Absolutely. Yes. So there were a couple, and we're going to wait until we've got that finished and then give it a little bit of time to make sure that is the only issue. But then, yes, we'll replace the rest. Luckily, it's only been a few, so it's not anything too major. But once in Leslie's office, of course. So, true executive director, just taking the brunt of it, right? So that's really all I had to report for that. Does anybody have any questions? Nope.
Okay, so let's roll.
And so B is the automated material handler system
Yep.
update.
So we are planning to move forward then with begin working with the consultant to issue an RFP to get some updated pricing and then determine then if the ROI still makes sense to move forward with an AMH system. So that's the next steps, and I'll be reaching out with the consultant and the rest of the team to get that scheduled, and then we'll plan a working group meeting as well with the external working group. So that's really all I have to report, unless anybody has questions on that.
No.
Okay.
And 5C is the surplus vehicle discussion.
I just wanted to report that all the vehicles we had to surplus at that last time were sold. We finally got the box truck replacement in, and that came at the very end of June. So we'll be surplusing this month the old box truck. I don't know for sure if the approved price is going to sell for that price or not, because it has like 300, I think it's like 330,000 miles on it, and we had surplused it a long time ago. And that's like a board approved value. So the board has to approve the minimum bid. And it's currently right now at about $20,000. So we're going to go with it the way it is at the auction. Hi, Leslie. And then we'll see how it, if it gets sold or if it doesn't get sold. And then we may be bringing it back to the facilities for a lower quote or lower minimum bid amount if it does not sell for that price. So that's our plans with the surplus vehicle box truck for that. And Karen probably didn't hear the end of that at all. Basically, the box truck, we have that for surplusing, still needs to be sold. And it's currently at like 330,000 miles, but it had been approved for minimum bid at 20,000. So we're not sure if it will sell for that amount or not. I mean, it is a fairly well-maintained vehicle and the box and everything is intact, but it does have high mileage and it's not a diesel, it's a gas one. So we'll see how it goes at the sale. And if it doesn't sell, we'll probably be having to bring it back for a lower minimum bid value next month. So, or it might be the month after that, just kind of depending on the timing of things.
Right. Well, thank you very much. And under new business, we have a bed bug procedure attachment 6.1.
So no need to be concerned. We have not had an issue with bed bugs.
Proactive.
Yes. And it could be a huge issue, which is something we're like, we need to make sure we have this adopted. So if it were ever to be an issue, we would have a policy in place. I met with Rhonda Jonassy, the finance director, and me, which I, when I was in the senior accountant position with our insurance broker, they have like a safety assessment manager. And one thing he had brought up is in his small town, they did have a bed bug issue and the library had to be shut down. And he was asking if we had a policy in place, and we do not, or a procedure. And so we did some research and I reached out to Rails, our counter system, and they provided us a copy of what their bed bug procedure is. And so this basically just mirrors what Rails has in place with their bed bug procedure. So we've adopted that and we're communicating that to the members at our next member connection newsletter, which I believe is scheduled for Wednesday. And that's the reason for the adoption, just to make sure we have something in place. So does anybody have questions about that?
No.
No, with all the things we've had new this last few years, I think it's probably a good thing to have in place and ready to go. Six new business, Edwardsville Tuck Pointing.
Yep. So we completed an RFP for the tuck pointing when we did the roof for Edwardsville. And at that time, we only had one quote and it was very, very high. And we assumed that they did not have the proper details to actually give a proper quote. They just were assuming we needed the whole entire building, all the tuck pointing, that removed and then new tuck pointing completed in between the bricks. Whereas we really don't need the entire building. We just need certain sections and the channel needs recaulking and stuff like that. So I am not a tuck pointing expert by any means. I know visually what I can see. However, we may need to work with a consultant if needed to develop the proper drawings, because we've realized that's the issue. We need apples to apples to be able to compare the quotes, because one vendor may look at the building and say, they need tuck pointing in all this area and they don't need it here. And another vendor may look at it completely different. So we want to make sure when we get the RFP released, it's comparable, that we're just basically giving them a diagram or specific details. Well, they'll need the tuck pointing completed to be able to make sure it's apples to apples. So that's something we're working on. The company who is doing the scupper work is their masonry company. So I am going to talk with him and see if that's something they'd be willing to do for us, because I don't really see it as a conflict of interest if they develop the drawings, because they're not going to be able to see any of the bids, obviously, since it's a sealed bid process. So I'll see what he has to say whenever he's on site on Tuesday and we'll go from there. But that's kind of the plan and we'll work on releasing that hopefully by spring. I'd like to have it released sooner rather than later, because some of the masonry companies that we had talked to last year were booked to like the next year. So I was hoping to have it done in this fiscal year if we can.
Thank you. And 6C, vehicle ordering.
This is just kind of for information as well. Last year, some of you may or may not be aware with the issues we had with purchasing vans. The state's awarded a contract. However, Ford kind of shut off the ordering before most people were even able to get in their van orders. So then we were left not being able to purchase through the state purchasing contract. So then we had to approve an emergency and pay the higher price at retail to be able to purchase vans. We have in the budget this year 9 vans because there are 9 that will be far over the amount that we typically replace them at due to last year's issues. And one thing I looked into is it's called the National Fleet Auto Group. So this piggybacks on the federal purchasing contract, and they are the Sourcewell approved vendor for federal purchasing. And I've been in contact with them, and we may look at ordering through them if we need to, instead of working with our normal Landmark Ford that honors the state contract. So we're basically going to research and see who might be the best deal and what the best price will be. And then obviously availability, but that's kind of in the forefront here of what we'll be working on, because a lot of times you'll place the order and they won't be ready for 6 to 8 months. So we anticipate them being released hopefully soon in the next couple of months, but it really just determines on when Ford turns on the ordering. So fingers crossed, we do not have to do the emergency purchase again, because those are really expensive vehicles.
And just curiosity, are we looking at trying to maybe go electric? Would there be any grants available with that at this point in time that we know of?
I think our routes are too long. Some of the routes are too long for electric.
Yeah. At this point, hybrid would be the only way we could go. And we have not found a hybrid. It's either electric or not. So, and charging stations is another concern. It's like, how long is it going to take to charge the van while you're paying the driver to sit there while it's charged? So until the battery lifespan on those are improved, I don't think yet we can go to electric, but it would be fantastic if in the future we could. It would be a huge savings for us, because fuel is a big cost of our budget. So
we'll get these 9 going, and then we'll be able to, as they're weaning off, everything will be all set for us. All right. Well, thank you very much. Do we have any other public comment? Right. Any other announcements? All right. Well, we can have a vote to adjourn then.
This is Josh.
Thank you so much for your help today.
Yeah. This is Josh. I will make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Josh.
I'll second.
Thank you, Emily. All right, roll call vote, please.
Is it correct, Leslie? We do not need a roll call vote to adjourn, I believe.
You do not have to, unless you really want to. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Do we even need to do the all in favor?
Nope. It's like once you have a motion and a second, it's just like we can just leave.
It's Tammy's choice. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you, bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.